The morning session of January the 12th, 2010. We are on page 288 now. Deepak Bhai is now just going to continue with 288 reading here. The last question that we had read was, so with Raag, Dvesh, attachment abhorrence, are they associated with an individual? In other words, is this an ongoing link between files, one after the other? Deepak Bhai now. Now question, answering the question mode. We won't have to read anything. They will go into the Q&A mode now. Questions and answers. Where is Priti now? Priti is there. Let's see. Somebody is asking a question. File number one and file number two. File number one married file number two. From then on, from that day onwards to until now, will you please give me the exact way of how to really clear off all that has happened since marriage between one and two files? Dipakwai says, there is a pratyakhyani, you have never done pratikramans for it before, and then there is pratyakhyani, you are doing pratikramans and they are still happening. And, come on, sir. Okay, that's fine. So what can I really do in order to get those in the experience? Are you able to wash? Are you able to do 20 to 25 mistakes? And just keep at it. Keep at the washing these mistakes, and then these veils will fall off. In the out of ignorance, before in the pre-gnan state, the ego was very heavy, and I was hurting file two. So what should I do? And the more you are able to see, then, and you have heard so much stuff here in this Samayika, and you've heard about in this Parishan, so then do everything. Mistakes, there are two levels of mistakes. So on all day, whatever happens, do pratikraman during the whole day, that this was a file, I hurt him, and then I was interfering in small matters. Are you hurting him in small matters? Let's talk about, you insist you should get up at a certain time, you should be on the table at a certain time, you should have this food only. All your insistence is there, is it not? Then you are insisting. From morning till evening, are you not hurting him? And so therefore you're telling, you're blaming your husband for your son failing in high school, your son not doing good in high school, you're blaming him for it, you're not taking care of him, you're doing this, you're constantly in a nagging mode, and then you have totally suppressed him, you're not even listening to his stuff. And therefore recognize that all of this internal disturbance that is happening now, forget about the past, that needs to be cleared up. Clear up today's mistakes first, and the second step is that then from the marriage till this time, current time, and then look at incidents of anger, etc., specific, where you were at fault, where was your insistence, where your need to have it your way, where your sexuality was there, where your deception was there, where your anger and pride was there. And so we all know the mistakes, but now therefore in the entire life of your marriage together, check, then write down the heading of pride, then the heading of moha, heading of illusion, then heading of money issues, heading of deception, the heading of all of this, write down all these errors that have happened along with him, and therefore all the same very mistakes, where are they happening, whether they are a pratyakhyani, whether you have done pratikraman or not, or whether you did pratikraman in the past life, what difference does it make? They are currently arising in front of you, and therefore you have to clear them off, period. That is all that you have to do. You are currently, what you're doing is you're preserving your mistakes, you're protecting them, you are, and therefore so just go ahead and do what you need to do to become free from it. And so it's just attack them from within, rather without really counterattacking him, or without considering him as the reason for your difficulties. There are Every layer has got 1,000 mistakes. That, forget about it, that's a little bit later. Deepak Bhai talked about it, multiplication of kashayas in so many different ways, the subtle kashayas, the 18 types of sin, etc. We don't want to go into that right now. Right now, just look at the obvious that is in front of you and be done with it. Right now, whatever arises in front of you are the ones that need to, every day clear, every day, day by day, and then you can just say, on the basis of what happened today, it has happened so many times in our lives together, and then take on those major incidents and then ask for serious pratikramans. And this is for everyone, this is not just for you only. This is, and then you said that when the veils fall off, then I should be able to see it. When it says, but in the ignorance, I had done nothing but just continue to be very, very violent in this respect, and now I need to get out of it. Now, the Deepak Bhai says, now just I want to move in this way. Yes, this is good now, but now. But he said, look, where in the entire day, when did it happen? Did you're not moving according to your goal. Your goal is this way, but you're going in 10 different directions. So then why don't you write down? Why don't you start tackling it instead of continuing to talk about it? And he says, so you, in other words, now Deepak Bhai says, yes, I do this. In other words, now Deepak Bhai just pointed out another fault of wanting to manipulate to get somebody else to do the work. And then so catch her by the throat and say, now sit down here, now let's take a look at it and say, where did you really get, what is, I am superior, I am better, I am good, everything is okay around me, I know better, I know how to do it correct. He is the one who simply doesn't understand. How come he is not following what I am telling him? Let him mind his own business. Can you get to the state where you let him mind his own business and you take over your own state? Because as you start looking at your old mistakes, then you will not look at the current mistakes, so that you then, if you just focus on the current mistakes. Now she is reading from some. I remember that I actually took away something that didn't belong to me. I snatched away something. Now I can see in ignorance, I really took away, snapped something, took away something that was not mine. And Deepak Bhai says, don't make it too sticky. Let that which is arising in front of you naturally, then go into the pratikraman mode for it. And look at this beautiful vein which is sitting now, cross leg now. Just okay now. So don't go into this very, very detailed maze of where was the mistake, what was the mistake, why should there was the mistake. Just concentrate on that which is in front of you and be done with it. But what you're doing right now is, yes. And so now we're having eaten a few laddus, you know, you're still hungry, right? So what is going on? You have just had your fill, but you're still hungry. So recognize that there's something seriously wrong yet, because there is no satiation. There is understand and know the prakriti, this prakriti, the non-self. No file number one, know what is it hungry for, what is it inside that is going on, what kind of problems does it have? And in the stool, you're trying to, in the external, you're trying to show your good side, but inside you're filled with junks. Recognize this prakriti is such that it is trying to be goody-goody in front of everyone and in front of Deepak Bhai, but inside it is nothing but a warehouse of junk. And so the more, she agrees and she says, yes, that is it. And therefore, now you need to catch her and say, wait a minute, you know, why are you trying to show off in front of Deepak Bhai, whereas you got so much junk inside yourself? Talk to her herself. Is this ignorance? Is this illusion? What is it going on? Is it some kind of aversion? It's only when you extricate and separate yourself from this file number one that you'll be able to really see her faults as they are. But if you become if you become Nada Alicia or Patrick, then you will not be able to see it exactly as it is. And so, you can right now you can fault out, you can point out the faults of this lady sitting next to you immediately. Right now you can say and you can describe her prakriti exactly. You can even converse and say, oh, she's going to do this, she's going to do this, she's going to do this. Your search light is focused on somebody else only. This is your nature. Can you get to know that? Why don't you just say that she's a prakriti and a shuddhatma only? Why are you? But you know, your vision is constantly, she's going to do this, she's going to do that, she's going to do that. I know her, she entered my kitchen, she's going to do this only, she's going to do that. So why are you getting into a comparison mode here? Can you extricate yourself from within and be separate? Next question from her. I am a doctor. When we use antibiotics for patients, are we not killing a lot of subtle life? Deepak Bhai says, we are not much concerned with one sense beings that get killed in your body only. And then, yes, in your medical school you did dissections of frogs, etc. But you know, if you still are bothered, if you feel like you'd hurt somebody else, then you make do pratikraman. But you know, the higher cause is to save human lives, is it not? It used to be that. It says in this, you know, there is the all kinds of, you know, all the various things that crawl under the ground. We had to dissect in medical school, you know, like the centipede. We had to dissect, etc. So what are you going to do? So Deepak Bhai says, just if he feels that he is suffering, then he says. So do pratikraman. If that centipede may ultimately become an atmagnani, then he can do a lot. So therefore, you just need to become free. Do if you feel, make Sashikant do the pratikraman. If you are affected, then do pratikraman. This is the answer. If you are not affected, then it is a different thing. Next question. Next one. In page 275. On page 27, Prashnakrita has said that when you kill mosquitoes, that is at a total unawareness. So then, what happens when you kill mosquitoes? Then you are unaware. I want to know more about it. This was read yesterday. Where is he? But I see that fishermen are killing hundreds of thousands of fish. But are they not binding karma? So don't they, then they continue. What do we do? Do you have to kill fish? I said, I have to kill insects because they were like these termites. I have killed termites because they bothered my home. And after Gnan, I have done pratikraman. But please tell me, how much pratikraman should I do? I've already done pratikraman. Have I gotten the license? No. Yes, so there are some people who says, yes, when we go to villages, there are only fields filled with these insects and these harmful insects, but they do pratikraman, they continue, but then their evidence is changed, therefore they don't have to do such jobs. License? This is a siddhant. If you remain as a self and if you make Siddharth do pratikraman, then majority, 99% will be cleared off. Therefore, this is your safe side. If you are not the doer, this is not to be abused, but if you see, do it with understanding, then you are not the doer, then nothing is going to. Yes, there is farmers, you will have to eat. The farmers stop producing food. No, everyone will die hungry, is it not? So this is all happening. So that which is happening is SCE. The Panchagna is, you are not the total doer, you are the evidentiary doer, but you are the total holder of the bhav within. So even if you, so why don't you can clear off the last remnants of any subtle violence that is happening? You are really are not the doer after the gnan. So no matter what you do, is not going to affect you, is not going to touch you. However, you cannot take that royal license and walk around in a total nonchalant attitude. You have to use your bhav satta, the major prayer that you give. Yeah. So recognize that today's actions is nothing but the exact effect of the causes that were laid in the last life. That today's actions, in last life you must have said that if any termite enter my home in the last life, I would destroy it and eradicate it. And therefore in this life, the termites will enter your fort, home. So, but in the last life, if you had said that let no living being hurt, then your state in this life would be such that you will not be doing any violence through your thoughts, speech and actions. Now today with our new knowledge, we are saying that I do not want to hurt anyone alone. Yet, you know, Siddharth may kill a few ants, and therefore he is aware of the fact that the violence has been done, and as long as the awareness is there, then you are free. But and so today's effect is the result of blueprints of past life. And so today, next life's effect will be the exact blueprints and actions in exact blueprints in this life. And therefore, this is how it is. There is no carryover or mixture. Therefore, in today, we are doing pratyakhyan. When we say, I really do not want, and he says, I just want liberation only. I do not want to take a human birth again. That is the ultimate pratyakhyan. Then that will happen for you because that is the ultimate blueprint. And so whatever you do, so whatever blueprints are currently being formed, you need to have the exactness. Our current satsang is to make a perfect blueprint currently. And so the perfect blueprint is really the five agnas. And so then, and therefore, you know, the residuals, even in our discharge, we say, what can I do if the bird came under my car? I was trying to drive carefully. No, it should not happen through my nimit. That should be the bhavana for Siddharth, and you are aware of Siddharth reciting that bhavana. That is the exact approach. Forget about the world now, she says. Now he says, many people don't know that, but those who are here, those who are here and who are true farmers, when they understand, then they are there. Internal pratikramans are happening because they, and those who are doing pratikraman in this life, their next life is absolutely safe. Yes, the gross effects will have to be suffered through here. However, the subtle bhav has been totally made a safe side, so it will not happen as an effect in the next life. Next question. Supposing we describe somebody, so that because we want to help that person, so we describe that person, we give specific description of that person, and we are not changing our intent, then do I? But is it because of subtle underlying opinions that we are making a correct, exact description of that person? Did you see the pure soul in that person? Instead of making a very detailed description of what she is wearing, etc., etc., did you see the pure soul in that person? Simultaneously, you should see this pure soul. And recognize that Ila wants to do this subtle with equanimity. And so, please, and you can even talk, to send a silent message to the pure soul and say, dear, my dear pure soul, I am describing your file one, but my intention is not to give a detailed description about you. I'm just describing you because I want to identify you for the people around you. I don't have any opinions. Don't use, and I don't want to, dear pure Lord within Siddharth, I do not want to use my intellect with you, with reference to you or Michael or anybody. Please grant me the energy so that I will not use my intellect with reference to any conversation that I do about you. But you know, you want, how come she did not ask me and you asked the other person? Because you see, your account is there, but you get into a competition mode because that person did not ask you but asked somebody else. So recognize these subtle greeds and subtle hunger of the ego within. Next one, Sanjay Rajkumar. Supposing we hurt somebody in the next life. Supposing I am hurt by the actions of others, what should I do? Then recognize that the fault is of the sufferer. And then secondly, because of me, he had to become angry, and therefore I am sincerely repentant. It was on my account that he had to undergo so much. Therefore you, even though you are not hurting him, on your account he had to go through all of those difficulties, and therefore you have to do pratikraman. Number three. You must have, and that is a settling of the past life account, because you may have sent some suffering along his way, and therefore it is now coming in your way. This is it. There are two prong pratikram. First is the hurt to others, and the second is the hurt to you. Both are two sides of the same coin only in the final analysis. You should not be even an evidentiary instrument to be the reason for any kind of hurt that happens to anyone else. And if that person misses something on your basis, he really misses any special occasions, etc., etc., then you. But I feel like I am not doing anything, but I see him at fault, because what should I do then? Five agnas is the answer, says Deepak Bhai. This man tried to show me all wrong things, but I kind of kept it separate. But then I tried to reset him. He says, Deepak Bhai, he's just doing a little alochana. Deepak Bhai is wiping it off. He says, it is the intellect. Of course, the intellect is showing the stuff, is it not? You just need to correct it. You can do it with pratikraman and finish it off. It's over. Next one. Ganesh from Anand. Yesterday you said that the one who is in seva, those who are in seva, those who intend to do seva, supposing you pull somebody out because he is and jumped the queue, and then you are supposing somebody moves away, you are doing pratikraman. I want to understand. Supposing you are upstairs in the temple, and somebody says, "No, get out from Deepak Bhai's line." So then what are you doing? At that time you are in. Are you in the cell phone? Are you in the absolute self state only? You are in the absolute self, and therefore are you getting into pratikraman? Yes. I says, I am telling Deepak to do pratikraman. I am not doing the pratikraman. When I say I have to do pratikraman for you removing somebody from front of me, then that is, I am making Deepak do pratikraman. I am not the one who is doing pratikraman. Yes, you can. So later. He says, I thought you were doing instant pratikraman. No. Yes, bhav. Yes, I must. Yes, there is an inner intent that it should not be so. And then later on, I make Deepak do pratikraman, because on his account, a lot of people are disturbed. And so this is very subtle pratikramans of the Gnani Purush only. And so then he says, therefore, subsequently, I think the satsang is the most critical thing. But the bhavana is there you have to do pratikraman constantly. I have to do pratikraman for those people who are in service also. And then I also have to do pratikraman. At a time, are you doing so many pratikramans? Deepak Bhai says, I do it later on. Yes, initially there is an instance. Then later on I says, oh, I haven't done pratikraman for that person. He was removed in front of me. He wanted to come and just do the darshan. And he says, slowly, there is plenty of time for you to do. Initially, now he says, Mahatmas are very adjusting and they understand, and then they do not crowd and they do not jump the line. There is a significant change in the attitude of Mahatmas. He says, because you said that you don't make mistakes because you are so elevated, but why do you do pratikraman for the one who is in front of you? So he says, now I understand, I got a cue of how what level pratikramans. Now, next one. Somebody from Tarapur, Khambat. There's a lady now sitting up. I think she was. Can you hear me? Hey, last night in Samayik, Deepika, I saw this. I saw the faults through awareness. I could see. I remember this is a teacher from this, and he talked about eradicating the roots behind these kashais. Do I have to do the decision? Is it the ego making the decision to remove the roots of the faults, or who makes the decision? Currently he says, Deepak Bhai, right now make Deepika make the strong decision that you do not want to hurt anybody. Do not be insistent, do not have remote control attitudes. And do you think things happen according to your will, or it happens due to Vyavasthit's will? And so this is the evidence that is unfolding. So because in their past life intents this has happened, and therefore today's ego says, I want to do it, I want to have it my way, and therefore you are adding on some more into it, and so you lose so much of your siddhi, your accomplishment, your energies. When you try to have it your way, or when you do the remote control attitude, you are losing a lot of your inner siddhi. this. And therefore, if you become subservient to other Mahatmas, and when you become subservient to other Mahatmas, when you become Laghutam, when you try to learn from the other Mahatmas, then you are keeping your energies intact, you are not letting them go. The moment you rise above another Mahatmas, your energies are leaking. So, simply reverse from that. Yes, Deepika is the one who wants to suffer and enjoy. So, therefore, she wants to have it her way, and therefore, she wants to use the remote control. So, then she has to do the pratikraman. She is the one who wants to exercise her influence. Do I ask that for my energies from asking her that? Or should I do it through ego? No, just do it by asking for the energies from Dadashi, not through ego. Next question. Next question. As soon as the mistake happens, pratikramana is happening. Is it because there is less stickiness? So mistake and pratikramana. Mistake and pratikramana. But if it happens after 2 hours, that means there is stickiness. Supposing it is happening after 2 days, is this more sticky? Is my understanding correct? And which is more worse? Deepak Bhai says, why are you concerned with the profit and loss? Is it got washed off or not? That is most important. As soon as it happens, use the soap. As soon as it happens, use the soap of pratikraman. As soon as it happens, use the soap. Why should we be concerned about how sticky it is or not sticky? All three are beneficial. The washing is the critical thing. Some people wash it after 2 years. Some people, don't you think? What does it matter? Yes, just move on forward. Wash, wash, wash. If you've done a very good pratikraman, that will go, then it will come in 2 hours. In other words, the distance will decrease. If you cannot do in a day, then as soon as the lack of energy to do it in a day moves away and you're able to do it in 2 hours, then of course the 2 hours will leave, and then 1 hour you'll be able to do. So in other words, this is all increasing energies. The more increasing inner energies of the enlightened self to see the mistake, that is the energy by which you can do pratikraman. So yes, you are on the right path. It's a profit path only. But I don't like that the pratikrams are happening late. No, don't be concerned about it. The seeing is the more critical thing rather than to do it late or early. All you need to do is all day long, file 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever. Who is hurt? Did anybody get hurt? And when you are sitting quietly, do the pratikram for them. I am doing that. Okay, good. And is it decreasing now? Is it decreasing? Yes, it is decreasing. Yes, it is. I get a lot of profit. And that is the best experiment. The kashayas have decreased, he says. I says, does anybody tell you that your kashayas have increased? Does anybody give you a certificate? No. Don't give yourself the certificate. If you think you're getting lighter, that is good. But then the evidence is that by doing a little pratikraman, you felt good. So then doing more, it will be better. Is it not? Next question from Rajkot Vinay. Atichar, activities of mind, speech and body. Paso Adharma Dikada Dhamma, but page 280, what is on Atichar? To page 218, it is, I think, from... No, we are not bringing Atichar, which is now from past last Parayan section. Where is it? Atichar ma kya cha Atikraman? Vedni karma, Atichar thi bandhai ki Atikraman thi bandhai. The karma of pain, suffering, does it get bound? What are you trying to ask? What is atichar? There is a lot in the scriptures about atichar. We don't need to go there at all. Let us stick with what Dada has said. Atichar. Yes. If you try to understand atichar through the scriptures, you will not understand it exactly. Atichar, anachar, durachar, all of those things are all these conducts that are wrong. As long as, next question, whenever... If there is understanding, then there will be no file, right? That's the question. Ashok on page Dada Shri says, Dada Shri is the final ordinary and subject. All pain, this is from Plasparain, all pain is because of ignorance only. When you have U capital understanding that has become absolutely established, the science is such that nothing will touch you, nothing will touch you. So this is a very high level of understanding, exact setting of the understanding. What is it? The Pupa says the knee is aching, but the ego says, I am aching, and therefore he becomes, I am aching, oh my God, it is aching so much, it is aching so much. And therefore the first step is, no, I am aware of the knee that is aching, and the knee of Shuddha is aching, the knee of Michael is aching. And he says, so therefore the body, the ego and the self, the body and the ego and the self, recognize, you should tell the ego to shut up. Why are you saying it is hurting you? It is the knee that is aching. Why are you taking on the load of the ego? It is the wrong belief that the ego takes over and says, oh my God, my back is hurting. And therefore the ego is very subtle. The ego can never suffer anything in the subtlest level. The ego is never the sufferer. That is the ultimate answer. But that is the vision of the Lord Tirthankar. But who is Ambalal Bhai? Who is Michael? This is a, when it is happening to when it is happening to the body, the hip got fractured, the ego, when the hip got fractured, there was no sufferer at all in A.M. Patel. But there is a residual sufferer within all of us, and therefore the residual sufferer says, and he says, but you know, the awakened one within us says, no, 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 you are suffering, I am not suffering, I understand. So therefore you, the awakened one within, also can move away from the suffering and be free from the suffering. Yes, whatever physical pains that are happening to the body, they are called shata and ashata, pleasure suffering and pain suffering. But the ego says, oh my, I am enjoying this, this is so good. And therefore the ego takes on the effect, and therefore the prajna can separate the sufferer by saying, hey, are you suffering, or is it the body that is suffering? Is it the tongue that is enjoying the ice cream, or are you enjoying the ice cream, etc.? And so if you keep that separation, then nothing will happen, and then you will come to the level of Dada, because this is at the end of the chapter in the last parayan that Deepak Bhai is talking about. Next question. While one has got a very heavy ego that I am correct, I am good, I am smart, I am perfect, instead of other people being perfect, I am perfect. There she is. She says, your handwriting are not good. Your handwriting. That is the only thing that is not good. This is the belief of the ego within, is it not? Now you need to, whatever you believe is dead wrong, is it not? Don't you see the effect now? Whatever you have, and then whatever you have written, you have crossed over. So then now Deepak Bhai is pointing out her mistakes in the question that she has written. And then if you had just said perfect, they say, don't you see the defect within you? This defect, you just have to catch within. You don't need to tell me. That is why I'm asking Deepak Bhai. I want to understand. Therefore, you should break. Your ego has the belief that it has got that I'm perfect, and the belief also has got all the evidences. The intellect is there to protect it from all angles, and therefore the intellect has all the 100 reasons in what way she is perfect, and therefore you need to break those false beliefs. Therefore you'll have to do a lot of homework. Will it be okay? And then I feel like I want to appear my best in front of the world. I want to appear good looking in front of the world. Yes, that is the illusion, is it not? Is it, this is when I want to become free, she says. He says, it is your own mistakes that are preventing you to enter this luxury liner of liberation. But you are stuck up on the dock only with all this junk in front of you. When are you going to enter the cruise ship? Okay, so therefore, it says, sooner or later, isn't this some kind of it? He says, fine, one is constantly protecting herself only. And this is what file number one has done. And I always wanted the remote control in my own hand, and I wanted to enjoy myself only. She says, Deepak Bhai says, you have just opened up your thoughts in front of thousands of people. This is a great, great thing that you have expressed. This is a great purushart that you have done, that because you have totally uncovered yourself. This is very good. Now, says, write down these things and express it then. And then make a big list. And what is the reason, underlying reason why you are doing all of these mistakes, and why she is doing all these mistakes? Why is it that you want to go after ice cream when you have the ocean of bliss within you? So why do you want to prove yourself superior to another human being? Who are you in this? Have you begun on this path at all? Have you just moved along these paths? And he said, you can start from the point where you are hurting other people. File 2 is very hurt. I hurt file 2 all the time. And number 3 you have not hurt, right? Number 4 also you hurt, right? So yes, I hurt all the files. Okay, go. And then go into the remorse mode. Then start this idea that you want to have it your way. Because if you try to tackle all the problems all the time, you will be very difficult. But otherwise, yeah, it'll be, shall I make this condition the thing? I said, why don't you just use one particular item in the kitchen? Otherwise, shall I make this particular item, or shall I make this, or shall I make this? Spend a few days just trying to have it your way and eradicate it. Then second time you take up, I am good looking and I am perfect. Number third day, the way I really want to have it, I want to have it my way, subtly or covertly, etc. The deception, etc. Then fourth day, your heavy insistence that this is the way you should need to do. And then you should just catch on to one thing. Whatever file 2, whatever my husband tells me, I will follow that. No, don't tell him that, but whatever he wants, I will follow. Can you do that? This is the key I am giving you. You are going into the total reverse mode. Whatever he wants, I will be in his param vinay and in his vinay. I will be in his humility. Behave as if you are in front of your husband, as you are behaving in front of me, says Deepak Bhai. This is your way to really revert from this very deep mode of negativity that you have entered into. And therefore, and so always make the proposal to him first and say, I want to know what you want to do and I'll follow along. And it may take, and there may be an initial suffocation, but if you are willing to let go, then things will happen. But no arguments with him. No, don't tell him you don't understand. You're just, you don't get it. You just don't get it. You know, I mean, you just, what kind of a man are you? And so just follow along, and become subservient to him. At least try to, because the ego intellect complex and the prakriti that has been formed for this entire lifetime will not like. Because you have been told to, because your right hand is injured, the doctor has told you eat with your left hand, but as soon as the food is served in front of you, the intellect is so entrenched in it, so it will use the right hand only. The ego will go with the old ways only. So your awareness is to make sure that you pay attention to the new knowledge that you have received and apply it. And you could just, why don't you ask him, what do you think, my friend? What do you think, my husband? File 2. And then also set that kind of awareness so that he will not be hurt, and stop this baseball batting, throwing the, you know, trying to get into the competitive mode or reacting. And so in this satsang, nobody will agree with you if you want to have it your way. But you know, say yes sir, but you know, if you drag somebody here, there is, but in order to satisfy your own moha, illusory attraction, then deception, she says, all I've done is nothing but deception only. You will have to break all those serious tubers, will you not? Supposing you have this sexuality, then they go into the nishchaya of celibacy. As soon as the sexual, the two-leaf sapling of sexual thought arises, eradicate it. And so, in other words, at that time, the same way, as soon as you want to go into your remote control mode, as soon as you want to have it your way, eradicate it. You know, don't let it go to the point. Initially, ask him, what do you think? Without arguments, what shall we do? What shall we do this? So that means you are gently letting go of your dharyu karvu, wanting to have it your way, wanting to use the remote control through deceit, etc. And so, slowly, as you are letting go of the rein, in reaction, he will start exercising his bossism. But at that time, be prepared, because now you are letting go of the rein, so he is going to take over. Aha, you are giving me the rein, now I am in control. So he is trying to make me understand a lot, but I don't understand. Then ask for the energy. She doesn't want to understand. Then ask, go into the Shakti mode and the begging mode now. Dear Dada, if you cannot use your own light, then you have to beg for the light. That is the only thing you can do. And you know, you just have said that you are in total opposition. You have already expressed it openly that this is not what you want. But if you cannot see it, you will have have to. And then make the homework that what did you gain out of this entire life wanting to have it your way? What did you do? You have only repelled him in a such very subtle way, have you not? And so therefore, all of these situations that I'm better, I know better, I know how to deal with the situation in a better manner, is it not part of the same coin? And do you know, you have to show her in what way, how this is so seriously dangerous. Elsewhere Deepak Bhaiya said that it will perpetuate your life as a woman. So, and so now here, this is it will only continue to perpetuate your deceit, and the deceit is what has kept you in this state. And therefore, you should show her all the various dangers and the serious dangers are not only in this life but in the life to come, about the remote control attitude and wanting to have it your way and the insistence that it should, and never protect her when she protects herself. Never ever. If somebody points it out, you don't fly back. And Deepak Bhaiya, she says, I keep on doing it. This woman is in a deep open alochana mode, very beautiful, and this is a very critical interaction here. And Deepak Bhaiya is in full synchrony with her. He says, always do. He says, Christ Pratya Sudada Bhagwani Sakshi, with the live enlightened one within me, the awakened one, this is dead wrong, I should not do it. Please give me the energy not to do it. And literally cry. And then he says, and then, you know, then you will have the counter reaction from him. That means because the deceit that you employed so far with him is going to now come in a counter reaction from him. And he says, Deepak Bhaiya says, do it slowly. Mix in such a way that when you try to remove the band-aid, it doesn't hurt you. If the band-aid has been stuck for 15 days, you know, you need to apply a little bit of oil, little water soap, and then gently remove it. Keep that is in your understanding and awareness. Do not go into a serious mode of letting go, so that your husband now becomes in the dominant mode, and therefore then he takes over and there are reactions to it. Now proceed with understanding. Let him do his stuff and you need to do your stuff. Deepak Bhaiya says, if I reveal your deceit, then this man here will faint. The man on this side will faint if I reveal your deceit. And so you recognize that you have to be very careful in terms of how you reveal your deception. And instead of revealing your deception to him, why don't you just be aware of the deception and be separate from that deception and just move into the knower seer mode and into the agna mode, which is more critical. And then after a month, after doing the remote control, then do the other one, and then we'll give you the other homework. Deepak Bhai, please take care of me. Yes, Jai Sachidan. Excellent question. Answer next one. Somebody from Kanda. Where is she? In the past life, in severe anger, I had used very violent words towards my daughter and my husband. And I have cursed them to no end. I have cursed them to the point where I will take revenge in the next life. And so I want to do open alochana today in front of everyone. I have done such severe faults with my husband and my. Is it still continuing? Are you doing the pratikraman? Have you stopped speaking? No. I still continue. It has decreased. But you still use harsh words. Yes, I do harsh words. And also to the daughter, also to the husband, also to the mother-in-law. Also, are you doing that too? They're senior to you. I understand it, but I still make the mistake. So what are you going to do for 1 hour? Are you doing pratikraman for 1 hour? I says, yes, I can do it in 1 hour. Find out the underlying cause for it. The real cause. Have you dug out the main root? It is not their mistakes. It is not. It is. There must be some underlying. You need something. There is some hunger within you. What are you digging for? What are you hungry for? It is your insistence that they move along to you. I want them to move on the path of the good. So the good is that which is beneficial to other. It is short. It doesn't hurt the other. But the moment you hang on to the tail of the donkey of the truth, he will kick you. And so sometimes does it carry on too far? And so do not insist on truth. More important is that he should not get hurt to the slightest extent only. And that is the most critical thing. A second time, let go of it. It is the understanding that is more important. But what it is here, you want it to have your way, you want to have the remote control in your hand, you want to insist, you want to manipulate your one, and it is your insistence that is your hurting. You want that other person to really behave according to your understanding. The other person has his understanding. Why are you getting into it? And that is the kashaya. And so in your own family members, you are hurting them, you are really hurting them so much. So you need to now go beyond pratikraman and try to understand what is the reason why you are doing this. Do you understand? Next question. From Bombay. While doing analysis, I could see that all the kashas were because I have attraction for this body. That is this illusory attraction for this body that has yes. And that is why I then start expecting things out of other people, and therefore I cannot fulfill other people's expectations, and therefore I become the nimit of the hurt to the others. And so when the moment I stop believing that I am this person, then of course I know I come into ignorance, but I have such a very serious illusory attachment for somebody that I am some file. And so in order to try to protect that particular attachment, I am not that as much attached to this body. And how can I become free from this body attachment? Will you please give me so I can attack the main root instead of going into these other peripheral roots. This attachment, this illusory attraction to the body is really nothing but the I am Michael, I am Patrick. That is, I am Patrick is the root cause of it all. That is the illusion. So whatever the body suffers, that is actually the ego that is suffering. And so, I said, supposing you get a nice meal, then the ego says, oh, it was a very nice meal. The illusion belongs to the ego only. The ego wants to have nice things and nice pleasures. The ego is the one that wants to run away from pain. And so it is the ego that is the culprit within. And how long will the ego remain angry? The moment you become the self as capital, the ego is no longer there. A drowning person will clutch at the last straw, and that is he's clutching at the straws of the ego only. But you do not have, you are not dying anymore, you are the eternal one who never dies. And so when that ego which is dying and hanging on to that relative supports of the tiny little things floating in the ocean, and he says I'm sinking, when he lets go of the last support of that which is in the relative, then the real expression of the self and the bliss of the self, the B capital, the Niralam state, the absolutely independent state of the self will arise. But as long as you believe that you hang on to something in the relative, then you will have to take on that particular avlamban or that support. So therefore keep on repeating that first early morning Pratavidhi every time. I do not want anything relative in this world. With the exception of the exact experience of the pure soul, I do not want anything temporary in this world. My own bliss is in operation. Then it will definitely work. And yet, however, when Michael ends up hurting anyone, then you will have to let him go into the Alochana Pratikraman and the Pratyakhyan mode. This is not going to happen in 1, 2, or 5 years, but you will certainly get there. As long as there is the slightest awareness or there is the slightest feeling that there is some kind of a support in the relative world, then you are in the relative world. You have to move into the real world of the real. Even if you say, oh, how can I live without eating something simple? Even a sandwich will be needed. That means you have given that evidence of the sandwich, have you not? You are the aware one who should say that this person is saying that I need to eat this food. You are not the eater of the food. And so then from that vantage and the enlightened perspective, you should be able to see the illusory attraction of Michael and Patrick. And so then through that, and then there are vibrations of violence then arise, then again you know that it is happening to the peripheral ego intellects complex. The body is simply the sufferer of it only. And so keep that three level separation: the ego, the correction, the body, the ego, and the I. It is not happening to me at the subtle level, but it is happening. It is not happening at the gross level, but it is happening at the subtle. Are you seeing other people at fault? Deepak Bhai asks. She didn't understand. She didn't answer that one. Are you seeing anyone at fault? She says, I am constantly looking within. He says, in a room, if this, she does not like hot temperature, but I like hot temperature. So if I increase the temperature, it is hurting. She is being hurt. So then I am more worried about her adjustments. Deepak Bhai says, externally, at the relative level, you can do whatever solutions you want to employ. However, but you can just, there is a, such a nice way. And it says, I like warmth and she likes cold. When we are same in the same room, what should I do? So Deepak Bhai says, you can make certain relative adjustments. You can have more blankets and then ask for the energies that, dear Dada Bhagwan, grant me the energy to settle this file who is living with me in this one room with equanimity. And therefore, it is because of the external, then I lose my cool, she says. And then I feel that the intellect rises. If you tell the intellect only wants a resting place. If you tell the intellect that something that it is positive, if you show the intellect the positive, the intellect is willing to listen. You can show the intellect the positive, and for you, Y capital, there is the inner penance of the separated one. Is it not? The separated one, the inner penance of the separating one, the inner penance. So then how should I do pratikraman here? Just converse with her only. If you should not never give hurt her anyone, and if you can help her in any way. And so I do not have any intention to hurt her, yet she gets hurt. There are two components again. Yeah. So if you think you're hurting other person, then pratikraman, and for your own warmth, make the inner adjustments and settings. So you can do it your way, and then keep her separate and do the pratikraman. The separation is a critical thing. Next one, Rama Ben Patel, Surat, Valsad. File number 6. Who is the file number 6? Deepak Bhai says, I don't understand. Why don't you, don't go into this file mode. I don't know what the relationship is. Just say it is my distant mother-in-law or my wife's mother. Please write down. You can write 6 and then say my daughter-in-law. 7, this is the daughter of my daughter-in-law. Okay. So are you talking? So now instead of saying file, because she does not want to say this, I have my conflicts with my daughter-in-law. So it is file number 1, and now Deepak Bhai is trying to go into the exact relationships. Why don't you just say who that person is? File is an inner understanding that you should keep. I've lost, so I'm not going to describe this. Okay, so where is the list? Okay. Okay, now Deepak Bhai, you know, being the mechanical engineer, he is going into the exact relationships of this woman with these files. Anyway, the question is, there is a lot of fights between the two daughter-in-laws, and she is the mother-in-law now. So I'm doing a lot of pratikraman. What can I do to make the two of them stop fighting? Deepak Bhai says, simple, send silent messages to both of them, pratikraman to both the daughter-in-laws. Please, two daughter-in-laws, dear pure Lord within these two daughter-in-laws, please see, make them see reason. Yes. And then slowly keep this AAW books in their books only, in their rooms only, and let them come slowly, let them come to this satsang. In other words, gently show them the book of the fault of this of the sufferer, rather than you telling them about the fault is of the sufferer. And so slowly let them come here as the water. Your role is to just bring them to satsang. If they come to satsang, everything will be taken care of. Don't try to mend their problems yourself. You just send silent signals to the pure soul, to them, their pure souls. Give them their subtle modes of putting these little booklets in front of them, and then gently bring them here. Dear dear pure soul, please, dear pure soul within file number 6, please grant them the energy so that they can have this clarity of vision so that they can come here. But and the next one is, when they come to satsang, slowly, when they and so then when they come slowly, let them meet these senior sisters who are celibate, or let them meet Deepak Bhai personally, or at least make them sit in front of Deepak Bhai. They may not be receptive to you, but they are certainly very receptive to our senior sisters as well as Deepak Bhai. So this is how, instead of trying to cut down the, unless you recognize that the problem is within you, you will not be able to help other people. But if you go into the mother-in-law mode in terms of do this, do that, this is your role, this is your role, then how are you going to be able to, how are they going to be in a listening mode for you? They certainly do not want to listen anything from you. And so show them all these other materials, VCDs. When they are around, turn on the TV where the programs are going. Where are you? Do they come here? He's just trying to get more details about where they are located versus where she is located. If they are coming to the satsang, it will help. And then slowly then enter into the arati mode and let us do pratikraman in there. Let's go into a little bit, half an hour pratikraman. Let us look at our own faults within the home only. Let us do pratikraman at home. When we do pratikraman internally within the own home, you don't have to, there is no doer there. You, both of you are the seers and the knowers. There is no ego there. Very beautiful time passes when the entire home is doing pratikraman at a fixed time with a very specific purpose of decreasing their own conflicts and clashes within each other. So is the one whose conviction changes, his work is done. The one whose conviction changes that from I am Siddharth to I am pure soul, his work is done. She is now dissecting their prakritis. One is egoistic, the one is not egoistic, etc., etc. I feel that I should not say anything. And so what should I do? Thank you. Deepak Bhai says that one daughter-in-law is very aggressive, the other one is very submissive and cannot say anything. So Deepak Bhai says, try to give the understanding to the one who is submissive and taking the beating first, and raise her up with the energies of this AA, BB, and make her do pratikraman and bring her here. And then, do you understand? She is more in a receptive mode. The one who is in the aggressive mode, her time will come. But if you try to do repair and do a welding between the two of them, nothing is going to work. You will waste valuable and very precious time. So these errors are so heavy and entrenched that they cannot be removed without Gnan. It's because her power just left, she says. The microphone became weak. Why don't you meet the senior sisters? Because we can keep talking, so why don't you just... Yeah, these are all these Aptaputris that are here, the celibate. They have opened these help centers here. Meet them. Next one. Why don't you give another... She wants to say something, so she doesn't want to let go of the mic. Let's give her... Let's listen to what she has to say. The aggressor has the ego, heavier ego, and the one who is listening has got the lesser ego, because she can... No, just because I say it. And he says, your best approach is the inner silent prayers of pratikraman. Inner silent prayers. Because these are ego clashes and accounts of the two sister-in-laws from past life. And what are you doing in this one? What? And the real exact medicine is the exact understanding, nothing else. And the only way, the correct medicine is to move with Gnan only and nothing else, G capital Gnan, awakened awareness. But when I watch the two of them fighting, I am upset and I am simmering within, I am in Artha Dhyan. The book says, whatever has happened, now you need to go into your own pratikraman mode. You need to separate yourself and then send the silent signals to two of them. You need not get involved in it, others. Yes, you cannot decrease the pain of the other person, but you can certainly send very nice signals of pratikraman to these two daughter-in-laws. Move in the direction of Gnan and move with Gnan, move with the S capital self. Come on now, said Deepak Bhai. Let us now discuss Samayik and this topic of Samayik.